Unit 6.
Passage 1. Home remedies for the hiccups. Have you ever had the hiccups? Maybe you have experienced them several times. Everyone gets them at least once in their life. How did you get rid of them? Here are a few good ideas that might help you get rid of the hiccups. 1. Drink water from the far side of the glass so that you are bent over. 2. Get someone to scare you. 3. Hold your breath as long as you can. 4. Suck something sour, like a lemon. 5. Put your fingers in your ears and gently wiggle them. 6. Poke out your tongue and give it a good tug with your fingers.
Passage 2. The differences between a cold and the flu. Quite often people say that fall is the cold and flu season. Well, that is very true. Many people catch a cold or the flu during the fall. But what is also true is that a cold and the flu are very different in many ways. The common cold is usually centered in the nose. And, in fact, one of the most common symptoms of it is to have a stuffed-up nose, a runny nose, or to be sneezing. You usually also have a sore throat and a fever as well. There are many, many different viruses that can cause a cold, and depending on which one you get, you might also have headaches, muscle aches, or a strong cough. The flu, on the other hand, is usually much more serious. In the early 1900s, in fact, a worldwide flu epidemic killed over 20 million people. Influenza, the flu, comes from just one family of viruses, called the influenza viruses. The most common symptom of the flu is a quick rise in your body's temperature, to 39 degrees Celsius or even higher. Your whole body aches when you have the flu, and you lose a lot of your energy. You might also feel very dizzy and vomit when you have it.
Dictation and summary. This is a summary of passage 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks. A lot of people get the hiccups at least once in their life. Here are several good ideas to get rid of them. First, drink water from the far side of the glass. Then you are bent over. Second, get someone to scare you. And holding your breath is also helpful. You can put your fingers in your ears and gently wiggle them. Finally, poke out your tongue and give it a good tug with your fingers.